And at every game, they are there working hard and making it look easy and fun. They are the Warrior Cheerleading Squad. Johanna Yurick spent some time at the Warriors' end of the basketball court this weekend.
They arrive early in tight blue, yellow, and white outfits with hair tied back and glittery bows on their heads. But they quickly get to work in highly disciplined formations.
For this morning contest, let's begin with the Buffalo Warriors. Senior number 5, Rick Bowes.
When the name of each player is announced, the cheerleaders are on the court lined up to participate in the team's good luck ritual, slapping hands with team members to bring more luck. Then it's back to their end of the court for the serious business of cheering and high kicks.
Let's go, Warriors! Let's go, Warriors!
It seems the smart nerd may be just another cliche that doesn't apply in the real world, because these girls know how to hit the books. Coach Pam Conrad says this group of Warrior cheerleaders' 3.7 grade point average makes them the smartest squad in the state.
Yeah, we have several cheerleaders that are over 4.0 because they take AP classes, so their classes are weighted higher. Pretty impressive brain power on that squad.
We got power! Oh yeah, we got power! Oh yeah, we got north, south, east, west. Warrior girls don't take no mess, we got power!
The Warrior squad took second in the small school cheerleading competition this year. It's not easy keeping really bright girls in line. Conrad says it can be beyond herding cats.
Cats would be easier sometimes when you have smart teenagers and 12 of them. They come up with all kinds of creative ways to bend the rules. It's a double-edged sword because they're very, very smart kids, so they catch on quickly, but they're also very fast on their feet and can argue and push back as well. So you have to herd them in the right direction.
At every game, there's a cheerleader of the day named by judges. And at the final Warrior game Saturday, Tamron Hodge was surprised to hear her name called out.
My first year joining cheer, actually, so I never would have thought. I'm really honored that they picked me. I'm so excited because all of my squad has worked really, really hard this year, and so many people have deserved it. So I'm really glad that they chose me for this game.
Poise does not even come close to describing Tamron. Not only can she high kick with the best of them and hit the books with the same intensity as she belts out a cheer till her voice is hoarse, but when a nosy reporter asks a stupid question like, "What's your favorite cheer?" she doesn't even blink.
Ooh, beat that team. It has a really nice rhythm and it gets me really excited.
Can you do it?
Okay. Beat! Beat that team! Beat that team!
Imagine her, then multiply by 12, and you have the Bethel Warrior cheerleaders. They may have to bake cookies and cakes to raise the money needed to fly help out to their school so they can improve their aerial technique. But one thing you will never see them do is quit, even when the team they cheer for is behind.
Our team is fly tight! Our team is fly tight! Our team is
These cheerleaders are dynamite. For KYUK at the 3A Girls Basketball Championship, I'm Johanna Yurick.
Climate change, Uber, and co-management of Kuskokwim fisheries were among the topics on Friday's call-in show with Senator Lyman Hoffman on KYUK. Senator Hoffman said he would support legislation similar to the House's bill to create a statewide commission on climate change.
Yes, I think depending on how broad it is and how much it might plan to expend, I would support that endeavor.
The commission proposal by the House would work with the governor to develop a statewide climate strategy, potentially covering anything from relocating villages to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Hoffman noted the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has communities like Newtok facing coastal erosion. He said the legislature needs to look at why the changes, like thawing permafrost, are occurring. Future action could mean making companies contributing to climate change more responsible.
Because it is really costly.
Hoffman stopped short of saying companies should contribute to relocation costs for eroding communities like Newtok. Also during the show on Friday, Hoffman said he didn't know how or if the bill the Senate recently passed to legalize ride-sharing businesses like Uber and Lyft in Alaska would affect Bethel's cab industry.
It all depends upon who's out there in rural Alaska that may want to put up the money and get their own car and go through the process.
When asked if the legislature would step in to help create a co-management plan between the feds, the state, and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission, Hoffman said it was better if the legislature stayed out of it.
I think it's something that the region and the people up and down the Kuskokwim should continue to push it and try to dissolve the conflicts among themselves.
Lastly, Hoffman expressed his commitment to supporting public broadcasting.
As chairman of the operating budget, I'm going to put a committee substitute in front of the Senate Finance Committee, possibly next week or the following week, that restores all the funds that public broadcasting and public radio had in the budget that the governor submitted.
And we'll have a legislative update this week with Representative Zach Fansler on KYUK. This is KYUK News.